Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, wherever you are in this great land, on this great planet. This is Ron, the webmaster of FreeWillFilmWorks.com and FreeWillAlliance.com, being joined by Saeed Sabour of AmericanInFocus.org. And tonight, we are going to talk about the great victory that President Trump gave America and the world by defeating the witch from hell who tried to steal the election but failed to do so. Now, if anyone wants to call in, the call-in number is 929-477-3071. Saeed, do you have any opening comments for tonight's show?
Yes, I do, actually. You know, it's interesting because in all the history of elections that have occurred in this corporation called the United States, there has been no other election like the one that we had recently, not only because a populist like Trump actually won the election, but in addition to that, we've had no other election in history as much as this election where the entire media, not just the American media, mind you, we mentioned that before in other shows, I'm talking about the world media was actually arrayed against Donald Trump. In many European countries, as well as in other parts of the world, they were actually railing against Donald Trump, attacking him vociferously. I mean, literally the whole Big Brother media, and, you know, obviously the powers that be, the globalists, they control not only the American media, obviously they control the international media as well, the mainstream international media, the BBC, et cetera. They were also railing on Trump. But despite all of that, he still won the election, despite all the dirty tricks that Hillary's crew had taken at the last moment to try to derail Trump, like with the off-the-beat comments that he made with Billy Bush many years ago, as well as all these women coming forward at the last minute claiming they were being molested by Trump and what have you, that still did not derail him because there was such a massive support for Trump, but still, it did not rule out the fact that Hillary still tried to cheat in the election.
Well, she was engaged in massive election fraud and voter fraud, both types of fraud. She started out when the states that had early voting, she had her people hire illegal aliens and just homeless people. They put them on buses, about 50 to a bus, 40 to 50 to a bus, and they would bus them from one polling place to another. And the way it works is the DNC has access to the voter registration roll. And so what they do is they go through those rolls and find all the people who are dead and all the people who have moved out of state, and they put them in their computer and they spit out the printouts of all these people, and then they give their illegal aliens and homeless people a name to use to vote at each polling station. And they can vote up to probably 10 times a day. And they do that for the entire time that the early voting is permitted. And they go from polling station to polling station, and they even go so far as to bus people across state lines to vote. This is just unbelievable what they do. Now, beside that, they also go around and recruit as many illegal aliens as they can to go out and vote on election day. And it is estimated that in this election, 1 million illegal aliens voted for the witch from hell. 3 million. So when all these liberals are screaming bloody murder that Hillary won the popular vote and she deserves to be president, that is an absolute total lie. She didn't even come close to winning the popular vote.
Oh, they absolutely not. No.
She won by about 800,000. No way. She lost from anywhere from 5 to 10 million votes. Go ahead and jump in, Saeed.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, you're absolutely right. I was going to mention something about that, too, because you're right. You know, there was obviously, there was massive election rigging going on. About the popular vote, Trump definitely won the popular vote. They rigged it so much so that it seemed that she won the popular vote because at polling stations in Pennsylvania, they were detecting election fraud. They actually were news reports about that, about Hillary's supporters manipulating ballots. At polling stations in Pennsylvania, in Texas, there were stories about manipulation of ballots, people voting for Trump and their ballots actually their votes actually being registered for Hitler. I mean, it was massive fraud going around. And you're right, these are the dirty tactics that they use. And, you know, it's interesting, I was watching the, a lot of the mainstream Big Brother coverage of the election and the aftermath, of course, after the election coverage as well. And one of the biggest one of the big propagandists for Big Brother, Bill Maher, who has his propaganda show on HBO Real Time. And as you know, Bill Maher is half Jewish on his mother's side, and so he's actually a Jew, because in Jewish law, if your mother is a Jew, you're a Jew. And he's also a super Zionist. He's a huge supporter of Israel. And if you watch his shows, he bashes all enemies of Israel, especially Muslims. And one thing he mentioned recently was about the Electoral College. And again, he's using the example of Hitler-y winning the popular vote, and he was mentioning something, some of his guests I think were also mentioning it too, about how the Electoral College should be dissolved because Hillary supposedly won the popular vote. And just like you mentioned, you're right, the liberals are crying bloody murder that, the election should be given to Hillary on that basis. But the thing about Trump is even he made it clear in the debate that he would not tolerate any wild shenanigans during the elections. So when the Electoral College convenes, and if Hillary, the supporters, still try to, take away the election, which was won fair and square by, well, I wouldn't say fairly. I mean, he won the election, but you're right. He got much more votes than what they say he did. Now, if Hillary's supporters want to make a big stink about the popular vote and how it should go to Hillary, he is obviously not going to let it go. He's going to make it very clear that there was some fraud going on by Hillary against him.
Well, here's another thing that was actually brought up on the Fox network is Hillary got most of her votes in California, New York, Illinois, Chicago specifically,
right,
and Philadelphia, the big cities, the big liberal cities, and the cities with heavy Latino black populations. Well, if the winner of the election was determined by popular vote rather than the Electoral College stated and tweeted out that he would have campaigned in the states and the cities where there is a large number of liberals or Democrats, and he would have won their votes. So the gigantic lie that Hillary won the election due to the popular vote is a double lie. Trump would have had far more votes had he campaigned in the liberal states, California, New York, etc. And even though he did not campaign in those states, he still got anywhere from 5 to 10 million more votes because of the massive election fraud and voter fraud by the Clinton mafia.
Well, you know, the thing I wanted to mention.
Go ahead. Jump in there.
I was going to say, Ron, one thing that, you know, the states that he won, the battle they're referred to as the battleground states, the states that he won, in the last elections, when Barry Futuro, the illegal alien, was running, he supposedly won those states. Obama, Barry Futuro, actually, in the fake phony elections, he won those states. The thing is, Trump won most of the states, I think virtually all the states that had, most of the states that voted for Obama, and he won those. And, you know, it's interesting, again, the liberals like the Young Turks and Bill Maher, they actually were saying that the election was rigged in favor of Trump, which is obviously a lie. And they were also making the comment, we'll touch on later, about how the media was biased against Hillary, which is a big joke, and what have you. But I want to go back to those states that he won in the previous elections. The Democrats, Obama, has won a lot of those states. So the point is he Trump won those states not because he cheated on the election, which he had no power to do. He won them because there was a huge, massive outpouring of support for him in those states that had voted previously for Barry Futuro. And as you pointed out, you're right. This also proves the fraud, even in states like California, Illinois, and other states that Hillary supposedly won because there were a lot of people who actually voted for Trump and the vote was counted for Hillary. Because even in Big Brother media, I think it was right after the election, or I think it was it wasn't after the election. It was towards the close of the election. I think it was on. I forgot what network I was, the ABC or something, NBC, CBS, but one of the commentators actually made a comment that outpouring of support from blacks and from other minorities for Hillary has been very poor. So,
it was much smaller than for Barry Futuro, the illegal alien from Kenya and Indonesia. Go ahead. Did you have more to say, Saeed?
Oh, no. I'm done with that.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I calculated out, and we know for 100% guaranteed fact that she stole Colorado, Maine, Minnesota, Nevada, and New Hampshire. When you take the electoral votes that she was given for those states away from her, and you give them to President Trump, you find out that President Trump would have 339 to Hillary's 199. That's a 140 electoral vote landslide victory. Now, I wrote it up as 240. I need to change that. It's 140. But Trump destroyed her. It wasn't even close. And that's what people have to understand is the American people are sick and tired of professional politicians who are in the political game for power, for drugs, for sex, and for whatever else they can get out of it. And yes, Hillary is in politics for all of that. She is a serial rapist, just as her partner in crime, Sicko Willie, is. She rapes young girls, underage girls, on a regular basis. Now, you want to briefly mention one of the women that she raped a long time ago, Saeed? You've mentioned this before.
Oh, and Kathy O'Brien. Kathy O'Brien, yes, Kathy O'Brien. She was one of the MKUltra guinea pigs because, you know, the CIA, for all those listening out there, the CIA and all these intelligence organizations, even the Mossad, Israeli Mossad, they recruit these young girls, even young men, to serve as prostitutes for the elite. And this is one of them happened to be Kathy O'Brien. There was a book called Transformation America, written by her and co-authored by one of the gentlemen who rescued her from this mind control experimentation. But she recounts several episodes where she was molested and raped, not only by Hillary, but by all these partners in crime, the Bushes, even William Bennett and others. And it's in this book, Transformation America. But in addition to that, too, Hillary, if she ended up, being obviously, you know, since she rapes women, if she would have been elected president of the United States Corporation, God forbid, she would have probably been the first female, not only the first female president, but also she would have been the first female homosexual president, because she is a homosexual, obviously. And there were a number of stories about, they were joking on the internet about Huma Abedin. Huma Abedin is a very close friend of Hillary's. Well, she's more than just a close friend. She's basically Hillary's prostitute. And they were joking about how if she became president, Huma Abedin would be the first lady in the White House.
Yeah. Now, everyone, well, not everyone, but a lot of people know that Sicko Willie flies around the world with Jeffrey Epstein, and they go to Lolita Island, a private island that Jeffrey Epstein owns, and where they bring in young girls, underage girls, and they just have massive sex parties that last for weeks. It is said that Hillary has also gone to the island and joined in with the massive raping of young girls. So one thing people don't understand, when you get up to the very top rungs of politics, your life is not normal, because what the Rotten Shield and Rockefeller crime family does is they allow their puppet politicians to engage in deviant sexual behavior because they have blackmail evidence or proof against them that they can use anytime they want to keep their puppet politicians in check doing what they want. So if, let's say, Sicko Willie, when he was in the White House, illegally occupying the White House for 8 years, he had changed his mind and decided not to do what he was told, not to push through NAFTA or GATT or any of the other things he did, they would have just brought out all the evidence of him engaging in sex with underage girls, and he would have been destroyed and gone to prison. Well, same thing with Hillary. They have blackmail on her. They have blackmail on the Bushes. They have blackmail on virtually everyone. Who was that fag who ran a call boy operation out of his D.C. apartment? Wasn't that Barney Frank, Saeed?
Yeah, Barney Frank, right, the Jewish congressman, I forget, it's from New York or somewhere. Right, he was doing a lot of that, and illegal, and that was illegal, obviously.
Yeah, and here you have a sitting, what was he, a senator? I forget. A sitting jackass on the corporate board of the United States Corporation running a call boy operation out of his, and nothing was done. And who knows, he may still be operating a call boy service, even though he's no longer in Congress or the U.S. Court Board. You want to add in anything, Sade?
Yeah, most likely, Barney probably still is doing that behind the scenes. But yeah, I wanted to, mention the fact that, you talk about the blackmail. See, that was one of the major reasons why the U.S., for example, when Sicko Willie obviously was in office, he had bombed Serbia during the 1990s. He bombed Serbia because of, he bombed Serbia, and before that he also bombed the Al-Shifa pharmaceutical plant in Sudan, and this was right after the Monica Lewinsky incident, just to, get people's attention away what was going on with Monica Lewinsky. But even before that, Bush, when he invaded Panama, now obviously Noriega and Bush have a long history together. They were involved in crack cocaine dealing, drug smuggling, and everything, and especially when Bush was the head of the CIA. And but also, from what I understand, another reason why he invaded Panama was because of the blackmail, because Bush obviously is a sicko pervert, just like Sicko Willie and Hillary, and he was doing his own wild shenanigans with God knows who, boys, girls, probably both, in Panama, doing wild parties with Noriega. And from what I understand, Noriega had blackmail on that as well, about Bush. And that was one of the major reasons why they decided to invade Panama, because it wasn't just the drug smuggling that when Bush was head of the CIA, but also his wild shenanigans too.
Yeah. Noriega had stopped taking orders from George Herbert Walker Poppy Daddy Bush, who hired him to murder Torrijos, General Torrijos, who was the head of Panama, and take over as dictator of Panama. At the time, Noriega was the security chief for Torrijos in Panama, and Bush, Torrijos wasn't taking orders, and Bush offered the job to Noriega, which he took. And then Noriega decided, I'm sick of the Bushes telling me what to do. And so they invaded, grabbed them, and threw them in prison. And the same thing with Gaddafi. He was put in power by the Bush crime family under orders from the Rotten Show crime family. And he finally got sick and tired of taking orders from them. And so they invaded Iraq, grabbed them, and hung them. And Gaddafi was also put in power by the Rockefeller crime family. And he finally got sick and tired of taking orders from them And so what did they do with him? And who was the one who spearheaded the invasion of
the Wicked Witch of Arkansas? Wicked Witch of Arkansas, Hillary, of course.
Yeah. And remember that video off camera? It was on camera, but officially it wasn't rolling. And she's joking with the lady that was interviewing her, and she says, "We came, we saw, and he died. Ha, 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 ha." That's
exactly
the real Hillary.
Right. Well, you know, and I also,
she overthrows the country, murders the duly elected leader, and laughs about it as if it's a big joke.
No, exactly. She, you know, those remarks, I mean, really told a lot about Hillary. And, you know, it really brings me to another related to everything we're talking about is the role of the media. Because interestingly enough, after the election, Trump was mentioning, I think it was after the election, he mentioned about doing something about the media, the same media that was unabashedly contrary to what the liberal idiot morons like Bill Maher say when he said that it was against rigged against Hillary. That's baloney. The media was totally for Hillary. But anyway, Trump was talking, making a number of comments about how the media monopolies need to be broken. And this is something that obviously the establishment does not like. All of these big corporations, which are all run by the Rothschild Rockefeller families, they are really antsy about the fact that Trump has already said in his 100-day plan he will stop media monopolies, referring to, of course, how these big cable companies like Comcast, AT&T, and others are trying to grab up other companies and create these mega monopolies of media. And he was going, and he was no holds barred about the fact that bias is one-sided and that it needs to be severely repaired. That is, that it should be severely curtailed from doing what they have been doing. And he was very open about it, the fact that they sway public opinion, they tell lies, they distort the truth.
Yeah. Well, let me get into what would have happened had the witch from hell stolen the election. And I believe, I am convinced that the only reason she was not able to steal the election is because Yahweh intervened and stopped her, caught in her tracks. This is what she planned to do. As the WikiLeaks leaked her secret plans in her speeches to the banksters, she said she wanted open borders in the entire Western Hemisphere and total free trade. And even President Trump brought it up during the debates, and she lied and said, "Well, I didn't mean open borders for people. I mean open borders for," which was an absolute hilarious lie. But she would have opened up the borders. Anyone in the Western Hemisphere could flood into America. She would have also taken in probably a few million refugees from Syria and other nations in the Middle East. She would have gotten all those people signed up as Democrats to vote for perverse, sick, demented Democrat politicians. And her goal and the goal of the DNC was within 4 years to lock up the country for the DNC, and Republicans would be voted out of office by the dozens. And they figured that within 8 to 12 years, they could totally eliminate the Republican Party, and there would be only one party in America, the Democrat Satan Party, and they would rule with an iron fist, and there would be no one to stop them, because she wanted to flood America with 5 to 10 million illegal aliens within 4 years, and they would all be voting Democrat, along with their normal election fraud and voter fraud. No Republican would ever win an election ever again. State houses would be taken over, and America would become a communist, fascist, Nazi dictatorship run by the Clintons and the DNC. Go ahead, Saeed.
Yeah, I was going to say, a number of a while ago, me and Ron, we did a show about Rome and the parallels between Rome and the United States. And, you know, anybody who has studied history, like me and Ron have studied history, is well aware of the major cause for why Rome fell as an empire was for the very same reasons that America is falling currently. Rampant sexual perversions were prevalent in Rome. And, of course, Hillary and her crew, they're all for, you know, this whole lesbian, gay, transgender nonsense that they promote, that they want to promote in the school system. They want to indoctrinate everybody through the media with and everything. In addition to that, Rome fell for another reason, something that Hillary and her crew will never tell people, because Hillary, with the WikiLeaks about the revelation that she wants complete open borders. But before, many of her previous speeches and even her sick compatriot in arms, Sicko Willie, in his speeches too, but they all made a point. I remember it was in, I think it was her old alma mater, she reveled in the fact that there was so much diversity in the audience, because the thing about it is one of the major reasons why Rome fell was because of multiculturalism. The same multiculturalism that the Democrats, the liberals, and Hillary and all her degenerate aides and supporters, and big-time supporters, are all promoting, like George Soros, for example. They are all promoting this open borders because, you know, me and Ron have talked about this before, too. One of the goals of the Illuminati, one of the goals of the Zionists, is to destroy all racial, ethnic, national identities in the world, create a homogenized world. And this is the plan, obviously, of Hillary. And this was one of the major reasons why Rome fell as an empire, because it became just like with the United States, they had open borders. Anybody could come into Rome. Anybody could become a citizen. They had lost a sense of their identity, national identity. They lost this, although Latin was at one time the prevalent language in the empire, it slowly got erased, and many other languages, actually took precedence over Latin. Same thing is happening in the United States, the same exact thing. And, of course, the same exact people, the globalists who have existed for thousands of years, they're promoting the same nonsense as well.
Now, besides flooding America with millions of illegal aliens, having total open borders, unfair trade, which they satanically call free trade, not free at all, it's unfair trade, all the jobs, manufacturing jobs in America would be gone forever. America would be at the mercy of Red China, India, and any other country where all the jobs went to, Mexico, et cetera. And so America, a third world nation, under the heel of the Rothschild, Rockefeller crime family, the Clintons, the Bushes, etc. Now, the other thing that she planned on doing was imposing a no-fly zone over Syria and explain what would happen if she had won and imposed a no-fly zone over Syria, what the result would have been, Saeed.
Well, what the result obviously would have been was a World War III with Russia. And the thing is, Vladimir Putin is no slave to the elite like Hillary is. He would not tolerate a no-fly zone over Syria. No way in hell would he tolerate a no-fly zone in Syria. The first thing he would have done was knocked heads with Hillary if she did something like that. And that would have obviously resulted in a military conflagration between the United States and Russia.
Yeah. Now, this is what people have to understand. And she also said she was going to bomb Iran, which would have gotten Russia involved. So, by President Trump winning the election, in spite of the Clinton mafia trying to steal it, this man saved America from total destruction and saved the world from a nuclear world war. As far as I'm concerned, he will go down as the greatest patriot, the greatest president, not only for America, but for the entire world. The greatest leader in the history of the world in the modern era. Now, all these liberals who are screaming bloody murder, saying he's a racist, and he's a misogynist, and he's going to become the next Hitler, they're either one of two things, mentally ill, or they're liars who are trying to whip up sympathy for the Clintons and trying to destroy President Trump before he even gets in office. Now, all of these people in the streets around the country who are protesting, they're being paid by George Soros, the DNC, and the Clinton Mafia. They're being paid. Do you know how much they're getting paid, Saeed? Have you heard how much it is?
Yeah, you know, I was talking to this Czech lady. She heard on Polish language news, and obviously they won't tell you on the Big Brother media in this country what they're being paid. Apparently, in Chicago, I heard they're being paid $200 just to go out a night and demonstrate against Trump's election win.
Okay. And, yeah, I don't know how many hours that would be, probably 6 hours or whatever. But I have seen reports that they're being paid 35 Fed notes per hour. Now, can you imagine all the illegal aliens in Los Angeles
right,
who are probably making 5 Fed notes an hour working in the fields or in factories, being offered 35 Fed notes an hour to protest? Yeah, you'll get a lot of protesters.
Yeah, exactly.
And
the majority
of these protesters did not vote.
Right, exactly.
Because people went out and asked them, and they were stupid enough to admit they didn't vote.
Right.
And
right.
they also got their names. Some of the police departments, the ones who were arrested, they took their names and matched them up to the voter registration to see if they voted, and they didn't vote.
No,
so
and I don't.
This
no.
is not a grassroots movement against President Trump. This is a conspiracy spearheaded
right.
by George Soros, the Rockefeller crime family, the Clinton mafia, and probably the Bush crime family to destroy President. Go ahead,
Sonny. Yeah, it was just like the Occupy Wall Street movement too. That was obviously a false flag. It was all concocted by the establishment, by the billionaires. They financed that whole movement, just like what they're doing now. And, you know, it's so obvious that these protesters, not only do they never even vote in the election, they're like idiot morons who know nothing about politics. They're being paid off, because you should hear the chants. If you go on YouTube, check out any of these videos on Twitter, and they're like saying, F Donald Trump. Wow, that's very educated. That's very intelligent. That proves that these guys are a bunch of moron idiots just being paid off.
Yeah. They're zombies, liberal zombies. And I can guarantee you that if I were to take any of these liberal zombots, hellbots, put them before a sanity review board, I could get the board to legally classify them as mentally ill. That's how sick these people are. Every liberal in America, and I don't care who you are, if I got you before a sanity hearing board, I could get you committed. 100% guaranteed. I don't care if your name is Clinton, is Michael Moore, is George Clooney, or any of those, what's that, Barbara Streisand, any of those Looney Tunes, I could get you committed. And you would be legally and clinically classified as being insane, mentally ill. That's how sick these people are. We got about a minute and a half, Saeed. Any closing thoughts?
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, too, that these people are so, as Ron pointed out, so mentally ill and deranged. Just recently, Miley Cyrus and a whole other list of these lunatics have been making these videos and posting it on, I think it was YouTube, where they're crying about Donald Trump's win, and they're saying, oh, how bad this will be for women and everything. These people, there's no end to their insanity, as Ron pointed out. They're gonna come up and conjure some other nonsense, but always remain vigilant and beware of all of it, as the propaganda.
Well,
that
let me just add here at the very end that in universities they're holding cry-ins where all these liberal loons come and cry, and they're giving them Play-Doh to play with and coloring books and comfort dogs. this is absolute insanity. And if that isn't enough to get all these liberal loons committed, I've got a lot more proof that they're clinically and legally insane, and they need to be locked up. Get them off the streets, get them in an insane asylums where they belong, and let them play their stupid games with each other.